January 20th, 2021, President Donald Trump left Washington. Now, about a year and a half later, he's back. His address, similar to ones he's been giving, painting a dark picture of the country, but one full of falsehoods.
Under the Democrat rule, in Democrat-run cities, Democrat-run states, and a Democrat-run federal government, the criminals have been given free rein more than ever before.
In reality, in the 10 states with the highest homicide rates, 7 are run by Republicans, 3 Democrats.
Murder in our country is up 51%.
It's not. The latest statistics say it's up about 30%, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. There were lies about the state of the economy and what he accomplished in office, and the fact that he lost the election. But still, there were chance of 4 more years. Not far away, one of the men who would like a chance to be the next president, former Vice President Mike Pence, made his pitch, subtly distancing himself from his former boss.
I don't know that the president and I differ on issues. But we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future.
It's not just Trump who's focusing on the past. Attorney General Merrick Garland, the man who will decide if Trump should be criminally charged for his role in the January 6th insurrection, says if Trump runs again, which Trump hinted at during this speech, it won't stop him from filing charges.
Look, we pursue justice without fear or favor. We intend to hold everyone, anyone, who was criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th, for any attempt to interfere with the lawful transfer of power from one administration to another, accountable. That's what we do. We don't pay any attention to other issues with respect to that.
And we've started to see more former Trump officials walk out after talking to a grand jury in Washington, indications that a Trump criminal indictment is at least a possibility. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.